This is the LBC News with me, Sarah Bradbury. The time is 11 o'clock. The Prime Minister has ruled out the idea of introducing a points-based system to control immigration in the UK. The measure was first proposed by the Vote Leave campaigners before the EU referendum. Theresa May, who's attending the G20 summit of world leaders in China, wants the right to decide who comes into the country to rest with the government, rather than being achieved by meeting certain criteria. Figures published in the last half hour suggest Britain's services industry bounced back strongly last month. It comes after a sharp contraction following the vote to exit the EU. The Brexit Secretary David Davis is expected to reveal the kind of relationship the government hopes to form with Europe when he makes a statement to MPs later. The insurance market Lloyd says it may be forced to move some of its business to continental Europe as a result of the referendum. Its chairman, John Nelson, says ministers must provide clarity soon. A survey of more than 1,000 adults across the UK suggests Britain remains deeply divided about the prospect of leaving the EU. 62% of those questioned in the last month suggested they felt optimistic about the future, but others were so disappointed about the referendum result they had thought about emigrating. Lorry drivers have started blockading the main route into Calais as they call for the migrant camp known as the Jungle to be closed. Around 9,000 people are currently living there in squalor. Anti-terrorist police in West Yorkshire are questioning a man and a woman from Keighley on suspicion of explosive offences. Officers say potentially explosive material has been discovered and bomb disposal experts are attending. The Australian author and social commentator Richard Neville has died at the age of 74. He was best known as the founder of the 1960s counterculture magazine Oz, which mocked hypocrisy in Australian and British society. That's all from me. It's 3 minutes past 11. Our next at 12.